Hey, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now tell me about your study habits. You know, when I was in high school, my teachers always encouraged us to review the class notes every night after school. I always thought that sounded like really good advice. Really good advice that, that I didn't follow too much. So when it came time for a test, I found myself cramming a lot of information into my little head the night before the test. The name of our lesson today is Study or Cram. And we'll join Olivia and Matilda as they continue to discuss this topic. We'll discuss the importance of staying focused and having fun. How is it possible to do both? Think about that as we begin our reading.
Study or cram?
Really? You are probably up most of the night cramming. A good night's sleep before a test is important.
I may be sleepy, but I get a good test score. Anyway, who wants to study on a Saturday?
I do. That's where we differ. I want to take every opportunity to prepare.
We still have 2 weeks. You need to take a break. Let's grab lunch and catch a movie.
Thanks, but I want to stay focused. It's important that I study the entire day.
Wow, you are driven. But you need to eat.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 differ 这个动词。differ 是指不一样、不同或者是有差异。如果要说明跟哪个对象不同的话，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 Jason's political views differ from his family and peers. Jason 的政治观点和他的家人及同侪很不一样。如果要说明哪一方面不一样，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 the sisters were brought up in the same family,But they differ greatly in values and interests. 这对姐妹是同一个家庭长大的，但是价值观跟兴趣都大相径庭。它的名词是 difference, 例如 the only difference between these two dresses is one is much more expensive. 这两件洋装唯一的不同处就是其中一件贵很多。继续我们看的是 driven 这个形容词，它原本是 drive。D-R-I-V-E, 驱使或迫使这个动词的过去分词当形容词是指奋发努力的或者是锲而不舍的。例如 ,as a researcher, you have to be driven to find the answer to your question. 身为一个研究者你必须锲而不舍地去找问题的答案。Driven 也常当自尾意思是指以某种事物为驱动力的。例如 a steam-driven train 是指蒸汽发动的火车或者是A market-driven advertising strategy 是指以市场导向为主的广告策略。
All right, thank you so much, Michelle. Friends, let's continue with this interesting conversation between Olivia and Matilda about whether it's better to study or if it's okay, or maybe even better, to cram before a test.
Well, Olivia starts this conversation out...by saying, really? You're probably up most of the night cramming. A good night's sleep before a test is important. And of course, she's responding to something Matilda had said yesterday.
That's right, because Matilda was talking about how she needs pressure when she's studying for a test, and so she waits until the last minute. But Olivia's point is good, that you need a good night's sleep.And friends, we all know how important it is to get rest before a test or before work every day. Well, this is a good phrase to know. Not just a good sleep or not just a night's sleep, but a good night's sleep. That means you've had plenty of rest.
Well, let me tell you something, Gabe. Mm-hmm. Last night, I didn't really have a good night's sleep because I have this cute, darling little kitten. Her name is Mittens.
Yes.
And as I was trying to sleep, she wanted to pounce on me. She probably did that 10 times, waking me up for my good night's sleep.
Rebecca, from all the stories you've told me about mittens, it sounds like she does something like that every night. It sounds like your cat is driving you crazy.
Well, no, she's not driving me crazy. She's such a cute little kitty. But we're talking about the phrase a good night's sleep, and just had to explain to you why it was hard to have a good night's sleep.
I see. Well, thank you, Mittens, for keeping Rebecca from having a good night's sleep.
Anyway, enough about that. Let's move on here. Matilda responds to Olivia, I may be sleepy, but I get a good test score anyway. Who wants to study on a Saturday?
Yeah, that's a great question. Who wants to study on a Saturday? In my opinion, Matilda is asking a rhetorical question. There are different kinds of questions, right? Most of the time, you expect someone to answer. With a rhetorical question, you ask it, not expecting an answer. Actually, you think everyone's answer is the same. Matilda thinks everyone's answer is nobody wants to study on a Saturday.
Exactly. However, you can also say, as another example, let's say that, I don't know, all these different things are happening to you. Maybe you spill your coffee in the morning, you're running late for work, and then you miss your train. You might say something like, oh, why do all these things have to happen to me?
That is a good example of a rhetorical question. So when you ask that, are you expecting someone to answer you?
Well, no, of course not. Who's going to answer that question?
Right. Nobody knows, right?
Yes.
Often with a rhetorical question, you don't know the answer, or you expect everyone to have the same answer. Actually, speaking of which, you know our new feature, who knows? Actually, that phrase, who knows, is a rhetorical question. In Chinese, shades of dao, right? You're not expecting someone to answer. You're not sure what the answer is. Who knows?
So Matilda had asked the question, who wants to study on a Saturday? She gets a surprising response from Olivia. I do. That's where we differ. I want to take every opportunity to prepare. And Matilda says, we still have 2 weeks. You need to take a break. Let's grab lunch and catch a movie.
Nice. It sounds like they have a good friendship. Matilda likes hanging out with Olivia. She wants to grab a bite and go watch a movie with her. Well, we saw two words in that sentence, grab and catch. You use the word grab when you want to get something quickly.
Right. So, of course, in our lesson, it's used to talk about grabbing lunch. So you could say, hey, you know, after work, let's grab dinner together. Or the way I usually think of grabbing something is, hey, I need to go into my room and grab my jacket.
Okay, so you can use this word with many different situations, right? Or let's talk about that word catch. What do you catch? You might catch a movie, as in our lesson, right? To catch here, it means to be just in time for something or to make time for something, like you're making time for a movie.
For example, let's catch a show this weekend. I hear there are a lot of good shows.
That's right. And I think that's what Matilda wants to do. She wants to catch a show at the theater. Olivia says, thanks, but I want to stay focused. Friends, are you distracted right now? Hey, pay attention. Stay focused.
And this is a great phrase for you to know. When you stay focused, that means that you're not distracted by everything that's going on around you. For example, in the mornings, when I try to do my quiet time, it's very important that I stay focused.
That's right, because you want to focus on what you're reading in the Bible or your time with God, right? So this word focus can also be a verb. You focus on something. We do have more to learn from this conversation, but right now it's time for
The Info Cloud. Stay focused.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud.
Carolyn, you seem a little tired today. Are you okay?
I know. Sorry. I was up burning the midnight oil last night working on projects.
Oh, really? What were you doing?
Preparing for InfoCloud. No, just kidding. But I did have some other work that needed to be finished, so I stayed up quite late.
Well, I understand, but I'm glad you gave us a chance to learn that great phrase, burning the midnight oil. I like this phrase because it reminds us of a time when we didn't have electricity.
That's right. This phrase refers to the time before electric lights, when people had to light a lamp in order to have light in their house after the sun went down.
That's right. You need light to work. And before, if you needed to work late into the night, you would have to burn a lot of oil to keep the light going.
Of course, we don't use oil for light anymore, but we still use the phrase burning the midnight oil to mean working late into the night.
And if you burn the midnight oil all night, then you end up pulling an all-nighter.
I like the word pull. It implies some sort of hardship. So if you burned the midnight oil until the sun comes up the next morning, then you'd have pulled an all-nighter.
有时候书读不完，或是第二天要交报告，却还有很多东西没有预备，我们就只好 burn the midnight oil。所谓燃烧午夜的油灯，指的就是开夜车，挑灯夜战。有时候工作到半夜还是无法完成，就要来一个 all-nighter。all-night 是整晚，在后面加上 er，all-nighter 变成通宵 K 书或工作。这个字常常跟 pull 连用。I had to pull an all-nighter last night. 我昨晚必须通宵工作。这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次明天见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Okay, I can do this. Only have a little bit more time before the test, but Oh, hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just cramming for a test. This isn't just any old book. This is actually a calendar. Okay, Wednesday comes after Tuesday, and then after Wednesday is Thursday. Yes, Thursday. And then Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Okay, friends, let's continue with our lesson, study or cram. And then there's Sunday.
Study or cram.
I'll grab something quick. I have my study time planned out with a few breaks.
How can you concentrate for such a long time?
Easy. I go over my class notes and vocabulary lists chapter by chapter and quiz myself.
That takes too much time. I can memorize everything in one night.
Good for you. You know, it's very effective to study with friends. Why don't you study with me for a while?
For me, studying isn't urgent. I want to have fun. Thanks anyway. Enjoy the library.
Have a good day.
OK, 接下来我们看 concentrate 这个动词 C-E-N-T-R 这个字根有中心的意思，所以 concentrate 是指专注或专心。如果要说明专注于哪件事，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 Eddie decided to concentrate on his studies first and quit his part-time job. Eddie 决定要先专心读书，所以他把兼差给辞了。他的名词是 concentration, C-O-N-C-E-N-T-R-A-T-I-O-N, 是一个不可数名词。例如 some find that soft music helps their concentration. 有些人觉得轻音乐可以帮助他们专注。最后我们看 urgent 这个形容词。urgent 是指紧急的或急迫的。例如 can you have the doctor call us back? Tell him it's urgent. 你可以请医生回电吗？告诉他很紧急。或者是 there's an urgent need for food and supplies for the refugees from Syria. 叙利亚的难民急需食物跟补给品。 它的名词是 urgency, U-R-G-E-N-C-Y, 是一个不可数名词，例如 It's a matter of urgency to rescue these people trapped by the flood. 援救这些被洪水困住的民众是当务之急。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's continue with this conversation, shall we? Olivia says, I'll grab something quick. So there's that word grab again. She's going to eat something quickly. I have my study time planned out with a few breaks. She sounds like a very organized person.
Very organized and very driven. We saw that word earlier in our lesson. Matilda asks a good question. How can you concentrate for such a long time? Easy, Matilda says. I go over my class notes and vocabulary lists chapter by chapter and quiz myself.
Well, this sounds really good. I like Olivia, and I like some of the things she said here. Let's take a look at some of these phrases. To go over your notes. What does that mean? That means to review your notes or to take a look at them again so that you can let them sink in, so that you retain the knowledge better.
So if you're in a class setting, your teacher might say, before the next class, please go over your notes so that you're prepared to share.
Very good. And is this a habit that you have, friends? It seems like a pretty good habit, especially if you want to remember what you learned. Let's see what else she said here. She goes over the class notes and vocabulary lists chapter by chapter. That word by is used in many different ways in English. Here in our lesson, you use it when you need to do something one step at a time.
For example, when studying Chinese, I like to study word by word. Or if I'm going through my book, I read page by page.
So as you could see from Rebecca's examples, and also in our lesson, you usually use the same word on either side of that word by, right? So Olivia likes to go over her vocabulary list chapter by chapter and quiz herself.
Exactly, and Matilda responds, that takes too much time. I can memorize everything in one night. She sounds very confident. Well, Olivia says, good for you. You know, it's very effective to study with friends. Why don't you study with me for a while?
You know, the more I read this lesson, the more I like Olivia. She values her friendship with Matilda, too. She just shows it in a different way. Maybe they can study together. Why don't you something? This is a good question, a good sentence pattern to know when you want to try to convince someone to do something.
For example, you have a little bit of time in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I know you enjoy reading, so why don't you just go into your room and read for a while? It'll be relaxing.
Well, Matilda continues. She says, for me, studying isn't urgent. She doesn't have a sense of urgency. Okay, so urgent is an adjective. Urgency is the noun. When do you feel a sense of urgency? That means you are feeling like something is urgent.
You know, Gabe, sometimes here at work, it feels like there's a sense of urgency.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like,
what happened? Are we supposed to do something?
Well, yes, but who knows?
Who knows? Usually a rhetorical question. Now let's see who knows something.
Who knows?
Hey again. It's me. And it's time for Who Knows? Let's see who's joining us in the studio today. We have Stanley Studious.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stanley. I'm pretty excited about today's show. I've been preparing for it for about a month.
A month? Wow, you must have the lesson memorized by now.
Pretty much.
And competing against Stanley is Connie Cram. Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Connie.
Are you cramming for our review show right now?
Maybe.
I'll take that. Oh. Just as I thought, this is today's lesson. Well, may the best man or woman win. Let's begin. I have three questions for you. Whoever answers the most questions correctly is today's winner. Are you ready?
Of course.
Yes.
Great. Question number one. The lesson is a conversation between Matilda and Olivia. Which of these ladies wants to study on a Saturday? Connie rang the bell first.
Olivia?
You are correct. Oh. Connie, yes, you're right. Olivia likes to take every opportunity she can to prepare. 1 point for you.
That was a lucky guess.
Trust me, I know.
Okay, number two. Which one of today's keywords does Matilda use to describe Olivia?
I saw the word sleepy somewhere in the lesson just now. Is that the word?
No, it's not one of the key words. You know, words that our viewers need to memorize when they cram for their tests.
Oh.
There's only one word it could possibly be, and that is the word driven. That's my final answer.
Stanley, you are correct. 1 point for Stanley.
Lucky guess, Stanley.
Well, you seem to be pretty driven yourself, Stanley. Okay, one final question. This one is a fill-in-the-blank question. In today's lesson, Matilda said, for me, studying isn't what? Stanley, do you know the answer?
Yes, but I want to give Connie a chance.
Connie?
Okay, she said studying isn't effective?
Effective? Nope.
Focused?
Nope.
Important?
Stanley, please help Connie with this one.
Okay. Matilda said studying isn't urgent, and that is my final answer.
And you are correct again. You are today's winner. Here are two movie tickets.
Great.
What do you think about that?
Awesome.
Are you going to use those movie tickets, or you don't have time to watch movies?
Oh, you're right. Maybe I should just give them to you.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. This is great.
Thanks for playing, everyone, and we'll see you next time on Who Knows?
So, Gabe, how do you feel now?
You mean, who do I agree with more?
Yeah, do you agree with Matilda or Olivia?
You know what, I think I actually agree with Olivia more, but I think, I don't know if I agree with her motivation necessarily. I do think that it's important for everybody to try to enjoy what you're learning, no matter what you are doing. And don't just learn things for a test, but actually enjoy the knowledge that you can have, because God has given us that ability.
Very good point.
Thanks.
Friends, thanks for joining us. See you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.